Oh, woe is me. It is that time of year when all of the beautiful sparkly baubles go away. The lights, the trees, the ornaments, all the fancy doodads. And it makes me so sad because I love fancy doodads. Why? Did you know in school, in my yearbook, I was labeled the one who likes fancy doodads the most? Did you know that my middle name is Sparkly Doodad Bumper Car? It's not. But guys, it's hard because we just went through all the big holidays. You had your Thanksgivings. You had all this stuff in December. We had New Year's. And now we're just in January. Oh, January. It's this cold month that's just here. And it's fine. It's good. I'm not going to knock January. Why, one of my sweet, beautiful children was born in January. But it's not the best month because, I mean, all the fun stuff just happened. Now we got to wait. We got to wait for, what's the next thing? Valentine's Day? All right. Did you know I was at the grocery store the other day? And they were taking all the Christmas stuff down. So this was December 26th. And they were putting the Valentine's Day stuff up in December. And I was just like, no, grocery store. I will not buy your heart-shaped candies yet. Not until February 12th in a rush. A mad rush. That's when I get my cards and whatnot. You know, here's the thing. It made me think of time, and I read there's a cool little saying called, it says, time is a flat circle. And I was like, what does that mean? Like a flat circle. I guess if it was a 3D circle, it would be a ball, but time is a flat circle. And so it was just kind of like the things that you have done will come back around and you'll do them again and again and again throughout your entire life. I don't know really what the point of it is. I guess it's just to say to pay attention. You know, also, time is not linear. What does linear mean? It means like a straight line. So time can fold back on itself. And I know that doesn't make any sense, but time is weird. If you think about it. You know, you're born, you live, you do your life, and then you go away, I guess. I don't know what happens. I haven't been there yet. But you have memories, and you have nostalgia. And what that is when the holidays come, and maybe you smell a candle that smells like a tree, and then it reminds you of another time that you smelled a candle that smelled like a tree. And the time kind of folds in on itself. And your memories, and the older you get, your memories, they all build up, right? And so sometimes they start to get a little bit combined. Especially my brain loves to conflate things. What does conflate mean? It means to just kind of squish things together a little bit, sometimes unintentionally. It's like how I... You know, I'll look at our dog, Popcorn, who's 10 months old, Beagle Black Lab. Maybe you've met her. I hope you have. And just seeing her, the way she'll run in the backyard sometimes will make me have little flashbacks to memories of Irving Brown Sox, my puppy dog. And then I start to think about things that Sox did, but things that Popcorn did, and then I can't remember which of the dogs actually did that thing, and then I start to conflate them, and then I just put them in the dog folder in my brain. I'm like, well, that's a dog activity. I'm just going to put it in the dog box. This is where the memories of dog things go. And sometimes if it gets jostled or shaken up or moved around, then, you know, maybe one of the two of the thoughts will get a little confused. Now, that's a funny thing because it can get confusing. Have you ever had deja vu? Do you know what that is? Deja vu is super cool. That's when you're doing something and then you kind of, your brain goes, wait a minute. Haven't I been here before? Haven't I done this thing before already? Wasn't I already in this exact spot? Or, you know, somebody will say to you like, I'll have a fruit smoothie. And you're like, yeah, you will. How did I know you were going to say that? I feel like I've been in this very moment already. And I don't know what deja vu is. Is it just your mind working quicker than the world around it? Is it just, you know, maybe you were kind of not focused, not paying attention, and then zoop, you come back to the world and it's kind of overwhelming and your brain is just like, ah, this is the, okay, here we are, and this is what's happening. I don't know. Is it shadows of whispers of memories of things that are happening? I don't know. We're learning all kinds of fun stuff. What have we learned so far? Time is a flat circle. Time is not linear. The one I just said, deja vu, that one. Conflation, that was a big one to learn today. So the older you get, it's fun. Even my kids, they 10 and 7, they will get nostalgic for things in their past. I mean, Emerson's only 10 years old, but he'll be like, oh, I remember the good old days. Remember the good old days? And I'm like, what does that mean to you? What are the good old days? You're 10 years old. All your days have been pretty good. What are the good old days? He's like, ah, the good old days. We lived in the brown house. And I'm like, ah, yes, the brown house. Emerson has a few touchstones that he likes to, his memories go back to, they flow back to, and the brown house is one of them. Remember the brown house, Dad? And I'm like, yeah, you were 4. How do you, like, what kind of foundational memories were you making at the brown house? I remember the brown house was cold. I remember the brown house was dark, and it had those cave crickets in the basement. What are cave crickets? They're horrifying, monstrous little bugs that have these 4 legs, and when they bounce, they go ba-thong, 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 like that. And they're aggressive. They'll come at you. They're not bugs that are like, I'm going to scurry away. I don't want to see people. No. They're bugs that are like, ba-thong, 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 like, hey, 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 you, hey, hey. And you're like, no, no, thank you. I don't want, no, thank you. Please, no, go away. Bug, not a fan. Not a fan. When we used to live in Georgia, this was pre-children, I had to do a lot of work under our house. We had a crawl space. A crawl space is a space under a house. It's usually like 3, I think ours is maybe 2.5-3 feet. So not a lot. Dirt, you know, it's the ground is under the house, dirt, yucky dirt, 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 dirt. And I had to go under there and clean out the whole space, take everything that was out in there out, and then I put in I put stuff called lime, which is just some stuff you put in the dirt. I don't know, it changes the pH. What does that mean? I don't know. This is what I was told to do. And then I had to put this new liner on the ground to keep the moisture from the ground away from the house. And as I'm doing all this work by myself in the dark, these crickets would come at me constantly. Like, boing, 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 what are you doing? Boing, what are you doing? Boing, what are you doing? Boing. And I was just like, please leave me alone. I couldn't even sit up in there. So I'd have to roll away from them. And they would follow me, and they were faster at hopping than I was at rolling. And it was just not pleasant. It was just not pleasant at all. I'm hoping that that is not something, if time is in fact a flat circle, that is going to come around to me again and again. I don't want to have any more confrontations with cave crickets. Don't want to at all. Back to the point at hand. time. Use it preciously. Use it wisely. Don't dawdle. Get as much stuff done as you can. Don't overextend yourself, because if you do, you might get sick, and I don't want you to get tired, okay? I want you to live to your potential and use your time as best as you can. Make yourself happy. Do good things for yourself. Do good things for other people. Use your time wisely, right? Right! This has become a motivational speech, and I'm fine with that. Time is not infinite. Your time is finite. Finite. Finite? Finite. Infinite? Finite. No, finite. What does that mean? That means there's a beginning and there's an end. So use all the time that you have as best as you can. And it'll be great. It'll be great. Even if you have to rest a little bit, that's still using your time. Just be cognizant. Be aware that you're using your time. It'll be good. It'll be good. I was reading all these quotes, like famous people quotes, and it was just, they were all basically like, you know, time, use your time. Charles Darwin said, "A man who dares to waste 1 hour of life has not discovered the value of life." Okay, so don't waste your time, Charles. We got it. Charles Darwin. One day you should look him up. He's cool. He went to the Galapagos Islands. There were turtles there. There's more to him, but that's just the high notes. We're just hitting the high notes. Guy named, Thomas Jefferson. You ever heard of him? He's a big name. He says, "Determine never to be idle. No person will have occasion to complain of the want of time who never loses any. It is wonderful how much can be done if we are always doing." So just do stuff. I mean, these guys are much wordier than I am. I'm basically like, you should do some stuff. Maybe you should do some stuff like that. But anyway, guys, you know what? I'm going to go be nostalgic about my baubles, my tree, my Christmas lights. I'm going to go clean up the glitter that fell on the ground as I was moving things. Oh, and I'm going to tell you one more quick story. So in our house here at headquarters, every year, when it's time to take the tree down, we have to take everything off the tree. We take all the ornaments, we take the lights off, and then the tree wolf comes out of the forest, and he takes our tree, and he drags it back into the forest. And I don't know what happens after that. Do you guys have a tree wolf? Where does your tree go? How does your tree leave the house? My kids, they were like, "Dad, you take the tree out." And I was just like, "That's not even possible. I can't pick this tree up. It's too big. Doesn't even fit through the door. The tree wolf does it." And the worst thing about the tree wolf is that when he drags the tree out of the house, he leaves all the needles everywhere. The tree wolf is not a clean wolf. He's a dirty wolf. But anyway, he's been collecting trees for all these years, out in the forest, out in the woods. I don't know what his plan is. I don't know what his angle is. But I know the tree wolf means business. And I do too. And you do too. You know why? Because you're the Bumper Podcasketeers. And it's a new year. New year. What does that mean? We're getting stickers made. Pretty soon I'll tell you how you can get a sticker. So just keep listening. Keep being awesome. I love you. You're my best friend. All right.